Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Yes, hello everybody. Don't shake my hand, fella. Oh, there. Here's Peter Sterling. We'll do the Iveco Trucks preview. He's just trying to get a tip off the cooler, I think.
I was just saying, Billy the kid just raced in Brisbane. Way well down the track.
Did
well
it?
Billy the kid.
Is that an omen, Pete?
Okay, there you go. So such a professional. He doesn't even need a microphone.
That's where they're at, the Queensland selectors.
He yells at the back.
Just walks in and away he goes. He's stepping back out of the office now.
Yeah.
Never liked him. I just don't know about Sterling.
Yeah, I don't think you're on your own there, Tony.
Yeah, I don't know. But he'll join us.
So you're obviously on Paul Kent's team.
In about 20 minutes, Sterling will be here. All right, we're going to get a look at the stock market, the NRL stock market shortly. Before that, the Bulldogs hoops. What is going on? The latest I understand is it now Tuesday that some of the members, I think they've got to had to have RSVP, the first 300 who can fit, will in fact be addressed by Raylene Castle. I think Ray Dibb will be there, and also Supercoach, who didn't show. Just back up and tell us the story.
Yeah, well, Des is going to front the fans, and that will happen on Tuesday, we're told now, Tone. But look, obviously last week after that really disappointing loss, four losses in a row for the Bulldogs, so a little bit of uncharted territory under Des, and they'd organised this existing fan forum. It was to be at Canterbury Leagues Club, and so the team went back there after that loss. Of course, in the lead up to that, some unusual scenes. The chairman, Ray Dibb, had approached Des in the dressing room and said, Des, can I please have permission? I want to speak to the team by myself, if you don't mind. I don't want to embarrass you, but I've got some things that I want to get off my chest. And Des said, okay, and agreed to that. So then Ray went in and addressed the side. And I think that was a pretty direct conversation with a number of players also having some things to say. They're tough times at Canterbury Banks down at the moment.
It is unusual for someone like Ray Dibb to ask that and to address the players. It's not something you hear regularly, is it?
No, I've got to say, I can't recall. I actually asked another NRL chairman this week. I said, have you ever heard of anything like this happening previously inside a dressing room? Certainly, it's very rare for it to become public, but I can't recall something like this where a chairman inside a dressing room immediately after a game, maybe the next day or 2 days down the track or at training, back at headquarters, whatever. But to want to do it inside the sheds, yeah, look, certainly a little bit left field and a little bit unorthodox. I spoke to Ray Dibb about it during the week and he clarified, because there was one version of events suggesting that Josh Reynolds had actually been in a little bit of an exchange with Ray Dibb, but Ray was adamant that that wasn't the case. He said, look, Josh is passionate. We're all passionate. We all want what is best for the club. He said, I wanted to put it out there for the players that if anybody had a problem, I wanted them to speak up and let it be known now. He said, I wanted to give Des my full support and I didn't want to embarrass Des. I didn't want Des to be there and have to listen to me, pushing his barrow and putting support behind him. So he said, that was why I took the unusual step of asking for permission to go in there on his eyes.
Do they turn it around, Gerds? They've got to play the Dragons on Monday. Of course, you'll hear that on Triple M. What do you think? Can they turn it around? They get James Graham back. Josh Reynolds is named to play, which is a big thing.
Yeah, look, he will certainly help because he'll bring that energy and that that character that they sort of lacked last week against Penrith. But no, I don't think they can. I think at the moment they can't score points.
They've won a game without Reynolds.
They haven't
won a game.
While
he's been gone, they have not won a game. Mm. Since he got that hamstring injury, that's been the
issue. Yeah, I had sort of high expectations of Frawley. I thought he might have been able to sort of come in and with Moses Mbai, take the side in a bit of a different direction game management-wise. But, they just haven't struck a blow so far, and I don't think they'll be able to get the points against the Dragons, who, again, are just one of those sides that are really, really hard to beat. You need to beat your best to beat them at the moment. They're going to turn up, and they're not going to lay down for anyone. And the fact that now it's all been public, they'll be expecting, obviously, the Bulldogs to come out and on the back of a couple of poor performances, play well. So they certainly, that's the thing with the Bulldogs as well. You speak to any forward pack, They never go into the Bulldogs game underdone. You always go in ready for a really physical encounter, and that probably makes the Bulldogs' job each week that just that little bit harder. And I think the Dragons certainly won't go in. Pearl McGregor, congratulations to Mary, got another 2-year deal. So that's another really good moment for the Dragons, who are having a lot this year. And I think they'll go and get the job done as well against the Bulldogs this weekend.
You're bang on in relation to Mary. It's great news, isn't it? He's earned that the hard way, because there was a period last year where I think you'll find the Dragons had actually agreed, Tone, that Mary was going to be given an extension. And then when they were going through some of those tough times, they decided to pull that off the table. So Mary's had to fight tooth and nail to earn that new contract.
Triple M rocks the footy, heading towards kickoff, 3 o'clock, the Titans and the Warriors. All right. You, of course, make an NRL multi easy now with the all-new You Bet Multi Builder. Download the app today, customised by Sport Time and Price. Remember, gamble responsibly. Jared Daffy joins us right now. G'day, mate.
Hi, Tony.
Titans and the Warriors, this game this afternoon. They've caused a bit of trouble for the Gold Coast, haven't they, New Zealand?
Yeah, they have, and more often than not, they win when they're outsiders, and that's the case today. They're $2.05 outsiders, the Gold Coast $1.80. We've got a game total there, 40.5 points, starting to rain on the Gold Coast, so there might be some late money for the under there.
Daff, two of the preseason heavyweights go head-to-head up at Bathurst. What's the market in Penrith versus the Raiders today?
Well, there's been money again for the Raiders here, Gerds. Punters keep buttering up, don't they? But they are the slight outsiders, so pretty similar to what we've seen with the Warriors. They're $2.05, Penrith $1.80, and once again, a game total there of 40.5 points.
Jared Daffy, as always, thank you so much. Remember, making an NRL multi is easy. The all-new You Bet Multi Builder. Download the app today. Customised by Sport Time and Price. Remember, gamble responsibly. All right, it's time for this.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
Yes, all right. I've got some blue chip shares for you, gentlemen. I want to know what you want to do with them. I'm going to start with Ben Hunt, who will be running around with the Ipswich Jets this afternoon. He's come back from injury for the Broncos. Of course, he has been poached by the Dragons for next season on big coin, but now he finds himself in reserve grade. Hoops, what are you doing? You're buying, you're selling, or you're holding?
I'm buying, Tone, because we know that Anthony Milford picked up that injury last night. He's going to be out for 6 weeks, so yep. I think the natural progression is Ben Hunt goes back into the Broncos side. And look, I just think he's too good a player to be languishing in Queensland Cup for more than a week. So I'm definitely buying Ben Hunt.
Wendell Saylor?
I'm holding at the moment. I'm not sold on Ben Hunt. I don't think he's been the same player since he dropped that ball in that grand final.
Wow.
So he needs a bit of soul searching, you know, and he just needs to bring, you know, what he's had over the years. I've seen him come through that Broncos system, and mate, good luck to him with his new deal at the Dragons, but geez, he just hasn't delivered on the promise that he's had over the years.
That's quite some time ago, you were saying. Mm.
Doesn't matter. He still hasn't been the same. You tell me that he's been the same player since that
Well, since
final?
Then, the Dragons have offered him a lot of money.
That's right.
But they haven't been the same team, the Broncos, either.
No, that's fair. But he is that player. He was a catalyst to get them into the grand final, unfortunately. Even last night, I think Sam Thaiday said Cody Nikorima did have Ben Hunt off the kickoff.
You know, when you've got in front of him, obviously, you know, we saw Nikorima play there, Benji Marshall, Milford's injured, but at the back end of the season, if all those guys are available, which they probably will be, Hunt's going to be number four. No room for him. I'm selling.
But is he seriously number four? I mean, well, if he plays the good footy.
Well, he is at the moment.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, what about the bunker? We know, obviously, there's some decisions, certainly a decision this weekend, which has got a lot of people irate. Mm. A try that was awarded. It wasn't really a try. Mm. Where are we? Are we buying, we selling, we holding, Ryan Girdler?
Yeah, I'm buying the bunker. I think they're doing a good job at the moment. They broke protocol last night, yeah. So I'm going to put that one as well. It's not really the bunker's fault, was it? It was the man manning the bunker. So you get the right man in the bunker, which Maxwell's been dropped, and I think the bunker's on the way up, Tony. I think they'll have a good back end of the season,
but
and they'll have a great final
just the man,
series.
Isn't the, I mean, you can't just
Are you talking about
them.
The man or are you talking about the system?
I think the
system works.
To be honest,
just don't
Maxwell,
break protocol.
To be honest, Maxwell wasn't that smart last night, was he?
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's good.
No. Wow.
That's very good.
He's gone for a joke from a 1960s comedy.
Yeah.
Well done,
you
Wendell.
You didn't see the ratings.
No. You got any Morecambe and Wise
40
for us?
And under, Wendell.
Morecambe and Wise. No.
That's Morecambe and Mindy, not Morecambe and Wise.
Come on, sorry, mate. Just sell me, Tony. Sell me. Now they'll be right. You know, the star will be good for them. I think you know the players know well enough now, and the Blues, they're on the edge of a bit of history here. So it's a big week for the boys.
All right, what do you do?
Well, I mean, it's their major sponsor, Tone. You've got to go and look after the sponsors. So they've got no other option but to stay there. And I think, as the boys said, they know what's at stake here. They know what they need to do. They know how to prepare. And they've got a really tight group of guys in there that are focused on getting the job done. So I think where they stay is irrelevant, but you've got to look after the sponsors. So I'll buy.
Okay, the other side of the border, the Queensland side. The Queensland team, State of Origin, you buying yourself?
Me? No, I'll sell.
You sell?
Yeah, I'll sell Queensland.
Okay. James Hooper?
I'm going to buy with Billy Slater and Jonathan Thurston back into the side. Okay. I think it's going to be a far more superior Queensland team.
Far more superior? What are you going to go?
Oh, yeah, I'm buying. Jared Wallace, Cohen Hess, mate. He got that
are
call
they
for
in?
Me. Mate, they're going to be in.
Oh, they're in.
They're going to be in. They're going to do a job. They're going to come to ANZ Stadium and they're going to come to do a job.
Oh. The cooler is next, and then we are joined by Peter Sterling. Saturday Triple M NRL, doing it for Bryden's Lawyers.
Never miss a minute of the footy. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
The time to rewrite history is now.
With Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper. Triple M rocks the footy.
And Peter Sterling is in the building, is in the studio. Sterling, we're going to get your thoughts on all of the issues in just a moment, but I know why you come in here just a couple minutes early. It is to listen to the cooler, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yep. My Saturday is not complete.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're about to feel complete.
You're cool. NRL this week, and he's a little bit concerned about some of the decision making in certain areas. Let's go through a couple of them, Tony.
Love to.
The financial pie chart tossed out by the NRL.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a concern. John Grant's decision to step aside in February, like why not tomorrow? Ray Dibson addressing the Bulldogs players after the loss against Penrith.
Yeah.
Freddie's decision to immerse himself in all things Lebanese culture.
Yeah.
Again, Kevvy Walters' decision to leave Billy Slater out of Origin 1. And finally, Ashley Klein's decision not to send that decision of Uwate's match-winning try up to the bunker last night. One word comes to mind for the cooler with all these decisions, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Flippant. And Flippant will be racing in Sydney today. Race 7, number 3, the cooler's tip today is Flippant. It's fresh up from a spell. It's 1,100 metres, paying about $9.50, and it will be the most respectful decision made all week. And the cooler's out.
Still, you've got some
concern. Can I just point something out?
Yeah, go.
The horse has been scratched today. And I did awake to the strains of itchy feet has been scratched. Which I thought was appropriate.
Cool.
Sorry. No, cooler, but it's
and look, it's good information, Stella.
It's actually not the first time
that's the good news is the cooler isn't going to lose anybody any money this week. Saturday Triple M NRL. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Triple M rocking the footy. The Titans and the Warriors kickoff is 3 o'clock. Peter Sterling is with us. Sterlo, again, hello, and thank you so much. The listeners, thank you for just alerting the cooler that the horse he did tip was scratched.
Yeah.
Late scratching. Let's.
I have to put my hands up. 3 weeks ago, you know, we have our big predictions.
Yes.
I did come up with Will Chambers was going to take an intercept that afternoon, and he wasn't in the side.
Yeah. Well,
you must have been a late scratching.
You could have taken an intercept somewhere, wherever he was. What do you like about what's going on? Before I want to clear something up, we did do in our NRL stock market, we talked about the Blues staying at the casino at the Star, thinking, is this the right move? It's not for a couple of weeks,
I understand. It's four nights there. So the guys will be there during the first week of camp. So four nights there, then they'll actually break on the weekend. Then they'll go out to Homebush and have the days leading up to Wednesday night out close to the venue. So they're at Star City, and it is, you know, obviously a strong sponsorship consideration, but not the whole camp there.
Yeah, right. How's it been for you?
Unfortunately, I do love a casino.
Do you get to go into camp with them, Sterlo?
If they're at the casino, yes. I'll be there for the first 4 nights.
Exactly. Have you enjoyed the kind of shoe on the other foot scenario that's been going on, given that you will pick the same side if possible? If everybody gets through uninjured, you'd imagine that 17 is what's we'll be heading to ANZ Stadium for game two.
Yeah, I think that's obviously the way. Nobody's given us reason for that to be any different. This weekend is tough. Yep. Already we've had Wade Graham and Jack Bird go for scans, so we'd love all 17 to be available. There will be one change to the squad, obviously, with Jordan McLean out for 6 weeks or something with that fractured cheekbone. So we'll bring another front rower in. But, yeah, outside of that, it's nice that the all talk is about Queensland's, I don't know, it's about a dilemma if you're talking about bringing the quality of player that they look like they'll do, but some decisions to be made by Kevin and his fellow selectors.
Before we get into a bit more specifics about Queensland, Tommy Trbojevic, do you think he will be just there or thereabouts in terms of going into an extended squad?
I don't know what Laurie wants to do, though. I don't know how many he wants to take in. But Tom, I think it was, you know, public knowledge that he probably would have been in the side, yep, or certainly been in that extended squad at the very worst. But I'm not sure how many Laurie wants to take in this week, but we will need to bring another front rower in.
Hoops, you mentioned last week Cameron Smith and the injury he was carrying. Last night, obviously, he got through that game okay. Was he wearing protective gear? Did you say you noticed the girds?
Yeah, I said I noticed something protecting his sternum there, yeah.
Oh, look, he's a hell of a tough player, Tone. You don't play as many games as he has in the NRL unless you're an absolute warrior. So, look, the talk after the opening Origin game was that Cameron did pick up a little bit of a sternum complaint, but obviously he got through that game Thursday night in the grand final rematch without an issue, and you've only got to look at the performance he submitted to see that he's a brilliant player, and I don't think he's going to miss any games.
Yeah, if there's any doubt about Cameron Smith's
fitness,
physicality, and all that. Yeah, the other night. I've made a phone call this morning to Bo Scott.
That is obviously the big news, is that JT will be a starter this evening.
Yeah, and you know that's, and it's, look, from our point of view, it's great because we do want to beat their best side and have that opportunity. It's, you know, it's been a long time since he's played. He hasn't had a game of football since the Test match. And so it's been, but you know, he's the kind of player that will come back in, he'll have an influence and an impact immediately. But yeah, it's you know, be interesting to see how he fares tonight against the Eels.
The conditions will be different, Pete. Obviously, up there, down here now, it'll be a little bit slippery underfoot. Do you change your plan at all?
No, I think just that solidifies what we need to do in the way that the guys are going to play. It's going to look, the one thing that I am concerned about is all the hype. You know, that winning first game, and all of a sudden, you know, we've won one game, and that's a long way from where we need to be. And this is going to be a very, very strong Queensland side that are desperate. That, you know, it's a must win for them, and that's the way they're going to approach it. And we need to make sure that our focus now, intensity, is better than it was for game one. Yeah. If we dish up what we did in game one, that won't be good enough in game two. Whilst there are a lot of raps here, if you go back and have a look at the tape, you know, if Queensland had thrown a different pass, or you know, if Corey Oates had have scored first from the bouncing ball, it puts if we didn't score just before half time, all of those things put a different slant on it. So we need to be a lot better, and the guys hopefully realise that, because all the press has been very good.
Yep.
But there were so many good parts and good areas of the game that, you know, you produced in game one, but there were still some areas that you needed to improve. Probably the back end of the sets, the kicking game to some degree could be a little bit better. So the fact that you guys go out of that one knowing that you can play better in game.
Got every right to be after what they produced in game one. But, you know, the test now to be a really good Origin player and a good Origin side is that you've got to come out and do it again, and then they've got to do it again. And but we're in a good position in the fact that game one was massive. You know, it was especially away to get first victory. That was massive. But, it's a cliche. It doesn't mean anything if we get beaten Wednesday week. And then, you know, you really don't want to be going north of the border to play in a decider, because that's very, very tough. But the guys will be confident. And as I say, the big thing for us now is hoping that they all get through this weekend and are available, because they all deserve to be there on what they did in that opening fixture.
You touched on the fact, Pete, that you'll need to bring a new front rower in with Jordan McLean out injured for up to 6 weeks. Who's in contention for that position?
Well, look, there are a number, I suppose, but I do tend to think that it would probably be one of the front rowers that we brought into the emerging camp early in the season.
Okay, yeah. So Regan Campbell-Gillard was one of those.
Paul Vaughan, he'd have to be a chance.
Well, I don't think he was in the emerging camp.
No, he wasn't in the emerging camp. But again, this is.
But he's emerged.
Well, he has. Hasn't he? What? There's no doubt about that. You know, Ryan James was there as well, and but you know, there are some considerations. Shannon Boyd obviously is on the sidelines at the moment.
Junior Paulo was in that was camp.
There. So, you know, it's a nice choice there. And again, not having spoken to Laurie too much about it, just the fact that somebody will have to come in.
Mm.
But that I think that would probably be the case, that we would look at somebody who was there at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
All right, we're going to get into this game, Iveco Trucks preview. The Titans and the Warriors, that's next as Triple M rocks the footy. 1, 2, 3,
never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Peter Sterling, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, Tony Squires with you. Maroon will join us. Wendell Saylor will be there, of course, for the call. 3 o'clock kickoff, Titans and the Warriors. What have you got by way of lineups, James Hooper?
Yeah, the lineups are for Mungerel Boots, Tone. Jared Wallace in the front row, Nathan Peets, Ryan James is the captain. Morgan Boyle moves from the interchange bench to start in the back row. Joan Greenwood is the other back rower. Chris McQueen is at lock. Levi Pulu, Carl Lawton, Nathaniel Petteru and Max King are all on the bench, Tone.
And that's all thanks to Mungerel Boots. On the sideline, Ben Hannett is there at Seabus Stadium. He joins us right now. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. Yeah, conditions out here, it's quite wet. The crowd's filling in as we speak, but the Warriors have won the toss. They're kicking off and they're running to the northern end.
All right, so is it raining at the moment?
It's just stopped at the moment, but there'll be more showers to pass over. So slippery conditions here at Seabus Super Stadium.
I'm just jotting down these names here. And Hoops, you went through, obviously, both sides. And the final player for the Warriors, mm-hmm. who was sort of in the extended thing, what was his name, his proper name?
It's a good stitch
I didn't
up,
quite
Pete.
Get you.
I went with Atta Hingano, but I'm not entirely certain. How would you pronounce that Christian name, Pete?
That's Alphabet Hingano.
Benny, thank you so much.
I think he goes by Atta.
It does. We'll hear from you. Just before we go, who's your tip?
Oh, I think it's flip of a coin here today.
The Warriors, for mine, you know, have been disappointing this season. I think the catalyst of Hayne going to one is obviously they've lost their last two, had a great win against Melbourne, the Titans, that then haven't been able to put some, consistent performances together. And the fact that Jared gets his hands on the football more, he's probably got, you know, he's a little fitter now and he's certainly got to become more involved in the Titans' attack. And I'm looking forward to watching him go there. I think they'll win today. I think Ash Taylor's been still in really good form, and his combination with Peets, who will come back with a hell of a lot of confidence after that performance at Origin, and Hayne, I think they'll be too good.
We know there are only very few certainties, aren't there? Like what there's death and taxes,
mm-hmm.
and you can throw in, I shall never be tipping the Warriors again this season.
Really?
That's the other certainty, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big call, Pete.
No, not a big call after last week. I took them with 2.5 start. They were two behind, they're half in front, and Clint Gutherson goes over from dummy half in the last play of the game. Never get me again.
It's not good, is it?
I shan't be falling in love with them. It's happened too often.
It's a painful time for Warriors fans, really, isn't it? Because each week they are dealt those kinds of blows.
You can confine that down to this is a painful time.
Wow.
Well, those other times aren't.
Yeah, no, exactly. It has been. What are you thinking about this afternoon, though?
I love watching Ash Taylor play, so yeah. I can't wait to see what he brings to the table.
Off the quick play of the ball, I think he's just about the best player in the competition to take advantage of that. I think Mitchell Pearce is very good at it, but Matt Moylan, when he gets a quick play of the ball and he goes forward and he takes people with them, that's what we saw from Penrith at the end of last season. And if they continue to do that, they'll make that second half charge. You know, Canberra, there's some question marks about them. You know, it's halfway through the season. I don't think we've seen anywhere near their best.
They did kind of roll into it a bit last year as well. Their back end was enormous.
Yeah, I'm not seeing signs that I'm seeing more from Penrith based on what I saw last week than I am the Raiders.
Stellos, one of the key differences for the Raiders this year, they're not winning the tight games. Last year, they were getting...
Oh, well, that absolutely. It makes the difference between whether you play finals football, whether you're in the top four, all of those kind of things. So that's huge. But, you know, there's got to be a reason that that's not the case as well. You can't just always be unlucky.
Yeah.
All right. Maroon is warming the vocal cords up. It is the Titans taking on the Warriors as Triple M rocks the footy.
Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, you gotta love your rugby league.
Triple M rocks the footy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.